This is Chase and TD. No Chase this week, though. He is out. I'm Calvin Smith with ESPN NFL Nation. Tennessee Titans reporter Teron Davenport getting you ready for the Titans and Chiefs game on Sunday. And we have Therese Paylor on the line, who is a senior writer for Yahoo Sports. Therese, how you doing today?
I'm great. How you guys doing?
My guy, what's up? What's up?
Oh, yo, my man, what's going on, CC? What's going on, TD?
I'm chilling, man. Glad to have you on here for sure.
Therese, my first question for you today is just generally from someone who isn't in Nashville, how do you view what the Tennessee Titans are accomplishing right now and how they're playing their best football in an not an improbable way, but winning games in such an improbable manner?
Well, look, I'm a fan of Smash Mouth football, and I don't think people fully understand how the way they're doing it is conducive to beating teams that might be perceived as having more talent. Listen, when you get to January and the weather gets cold and the season's been 5 months long now and guys are tired, and teams basically are who they are, if you can impose your will on people, if you can run the football and dominate them with that and use play action off of it, that's championship football. And play tough defense, of course. I watch the Tennessee Titans tape. I see a team that's got the most explosive running back in football at this moment still left. I mean, he's up. Derrick Henry's up there with Dalvin Cook just for how good he is. And I also see an offensive line that is fantastic. Guess what the Chiefs see it too? Frank Clark, who doesn't give a ton of compliments, complimented this offensive line today. He said Taylor Lewan, his Michigan teammate back in the day, is fantastic. Roger Saffold, another fantastic player. Big Jack Conklin. Like this, you turn on the tape and you watch them blow guys 5 yards off the ball, you understand how they're doing what they're doing, even though teams know it's coming. So I think it's a well-coached team that knows who they are and has the pieces to be good, not just this year, in the future. I'm really impressed with what the Titans are doing.
Well, so how do you compare and contrast in the two styles of offense we're going to see on Sunday between a Chiefs team who's obviously led by their dynamic passing game, Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and then the Titans who are going to run the smash mouth kind of offense, run it with Derrick Henry, limit the Chiefs' possessions, and play the time possession game?
Right. I think if you're going to compare the two offenses, you look at their identity is based on the quarterback, okay? So Kansas City's got, for my money, the best young quarterback in football. And I know Lamar's right there with Patrick because he's about to be the MVP, right? But, you know, this is an elite guy, just like Lamar, just like, you know, anybody else you want to throw into that elite mix. So the Chiefs offense is designed to work for Patrick Mahomes. The offensive skill players are very fast. They throw the football around. You know, unlike the Titans' offensive line, they're not going to beat you up physically like that up front, but it's a really good pass-blocking group, and the offense is incredibly well-schemed. And then even if you call the right play for what the Chiefs want to do offensively, they've got a second-chance quarterback who's outstanding at second-reaction plays and can make all kinds of things happen. So the offense is built around them. And actually what the Titans do, their offense – does fit Tannehill really well. He's a big guy. He can run, and teams have to honor his bootleg action, right? Titans, their foundation is the outside zone, and one part of that is the bootleg. And oftentimes they leave that off that last edge rusher unblocked, and, you know, there's conflict there, right? So you need to chase Henry, and sometimes that'll be great, and other times Tannehill will pull it, and he can hurt you with his legs and run you over too. And then he just makes some throws in the passing game off that. Some good wideouts. A.J. Brown, a guy I love. I talked to TD about that before. And also a nice cast of tight ends too. It's a well-schemed offense. I appreciate what Art Smith has done. And, you know, again, as the year's gone on, you really do come to appreciate just a team that knows who they are and, like, executes that. And to that degree, you can't be that surprised when a team who knows who they are and executes it gets this far.
Yeah, and they're the team that no one wants in this position, and they seem to embrace that. But I know from the conversations we've had, I've always enjoyed the conversations we had about the trenches, because I know that's your thing, that's your twist. So I have to ask you, look at Chris Jones. What does he mean to this defense? Because he's a guy that may not play. And even if he does, I would say he'll be, you know, not himself all the way with that calf injury.
Yeah, absolutely, TD. He's long. You know, he's long as Monday now. 6'6", really athletic. Got a swim move that nobody can stop. And he's disruptive with his athleticism and length, particularly against the pass. He can be really disruptive. And his disruption can hurt offenses in the run game too. Now, they do have bigger, stouter defensive linemen against the run. And I'd be stunned if we didn't see some of these guys on Sunday, even if he does play. You know, big Mike Pinnell, right, has been really good at the run this year, really good against the run. You'll see more of him this week, I would imagine. Derek Nnadi, another squat guy, a fire hydrant, good against the run. You know, I mean, these are the kind of guys you need, because you got to be gap sound against, I mean, for my money, maybe the best run blocking offensive line in football. They're certainly playing like it right now. Again, these two tackles are killing people, right? And Saffold is fantastic. So it's a good group. And if you love offensive line play, like I know you do, TD, this is going to be a heck of a game to watch the 22 of come Monday night.
Yeah, that tight end zone view, trust me, I'm salivating about the thoughts of being able to watch that. But I want to ask you another thing about the trenches and Terrell Suggs, right? They call him T-Sizzle. He's what has he brought to that team? Like, is that defense, are they benefiting from, or how are they benefiting from having him?
You know, he's won before. He's a veteran presence, but he's also a guy I could see playing a role in this game, TD, because T-Sizzle has grown man strength.
Yeah.
Before the Chiefs claimed him, I went back and watched some of his tape in Arizona, and like, he had enough quickness to get around the edge, but against some guys. But he's mainly beating people with power. Like, it's the power package of moves. You know, you're not gonna move him off the ball. He's gonna set the edge. He's gonna play with a chip. Like, this guy is the type of playoff edge defender that can help you win games. It's so important for the Chiefs to be gap sound, to be physical, to want to hit Derrick Henry, to play with an edge into the second half. It's so important, and I think he's a guy that's going to help them with that. The Chiefs' last three playoff losses at home, the last 3 years, they've given up like an average of 183 rushing yards. But I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, this Chiefs front seven is more stout, more edgy, and they play with more of a chip than they have in any of the years that I've been here.
Now, one other thing they do, right, you got Sorensen, 49, and obviously Matthew, they use them in the box a lot more, but they were able to do that because they had a guy at the post safety that they could trust, and Juan Thornhill.
Yep.
So
that's right.
With him having that torn ACL, obviously not being there, I've seen Kendall Fuller back there, I've seen Imani Watts back there. How does that change what they're able to do, not having that trusted center fielder?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're right. Thornhill's one of the best young post safeties in football.
Believe that.
I'd be stunned if he doesn't go to at least a few Pro Bowls. I've said this on air, like, you can find it. I think he'll be an All Pro one day, because it's hard to find post safeties that cover the ground he does and has the ball skills he does. He's a really good young player, and he's just a rookie. Watch him break out next year. So my point in all that is that, like you said, like they miss him because he gives them the opportunity to be pretty multiple and varied in their defensive looks. He just does. I do think that they like some of the pieces they have back there still. Kendall Fuller's a smart guy. He's a guy comes from a football family,
right.
so that plays a role in his intelligence back there. You know, they do like Armani Watts, even though he didn't play a ton last week. You know, I think they got to find ways to kind of make up for it, because you can't really replace everything Thornhill gives you. But Sorensen has played a lot of snaps. He's actually playing pretty well right now. He made a big special team tackle last week.
Sure did.
I will say this. It's hard to replace him, TD, but Steve Spagnuolo's defensive scheme has been really good this year, and I think that they're going to adjust their scheme a little bit to account for it.
How do you think? How do you see them adjusting their scheme specifically?
Look, you can't play some of the looks that you do with Thornhill. Like, you can do more one high stuff with Thornhill just because he covers so much ground.
Okay.
So you can cover like some. So you can like. Against certain looks, like, you can take that risk. But in my opinion, there's not, like, a true post safety on the roster right now. I mean, that was Thornhill. That's why it's such a valuable thing to have. The good news is that you don't always need that. And this is a Titans team where I don't know if you're necessarily worried about the passing game unless they can establish the run. And they might be able to establish the run. Then that play-action stuff becomes lethal. And so then you're going to have to be sound with your techniques on the edges, on the island, you know, out wide. And those guys are going to have to make plays. And the players who do play on the back end are going to have to make plays and play with discipline with their eyes and play within the scheme. And if you do that, you'll have a shot. I mean, look, as good, as much as I like the Titans, it's not like they're running out, you know, they're not running out what you would call a traditionally dynamic passing offense. It's a good one. But it works off the run game and the dominance there. So, to me, if you're the Chiefs, if you can limit the Titans getting in third and four, second and four, you know, those types of situations, you got a shot to kind of limit the passing offense. But if they're getting 5-6 yards on first down, they're going to dominate the clock, and that opens up all of their passing stuff and play action.
All right, Therese, thank you so much for joining the show tonight. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Have a good one. See you here, TD.
Yeah, for sure. Always good times, man. You know that story, man. Tano passing, yo. I still crack up on that one. Cover your heart.
And guess what? Your boy passing, yo, is playing.
I know. He's I saw playing, him in some bro. NASCAR packages, man. Yeah.
Bro, trust me. If the Chiefs don't pay him, some team should, because he's a big athletic dude. And he plays really hard. Like, he enjoys the process of football. This is an ascending player, so you were right on him.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right, man, I'm going to holler. I'm going to text you when I land. I get there early tomorrow, so I'm going to hit you up.
All right, my man. See you.
All right.
All right, Therese Paylor, senior NFL writer for Yahoo Sports. And coming up on the other side here on Chase and TD, we'll talk about the Chiefs offense. And a guy named Travis Kelce and all those wide receivers they have out in KC. They're pretty good. We'll get to that on the other side. Chase and TD on ESPN 102.5 The Game.